Good afternoon. Welcome to the August 7th, 2024 meeting of Law Enforcement and Public Safety. We rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. And District Attorney, would you lead us, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Sure. Chair Hansett?
Present.
Deputy Chair Hewitt?
Here.
Legislator Clinton? Legislator Maloney? Legislator McCullough?
Here.
Legislator Walz?
Here.
Very good, and we have a quorum. So I'd like approval of the July 4th, 2024 regular meeting and the July 8th, 2024 special meeting minutes. Any discussion or question?
I'll make the motion.
Legislator Hewitt, second.
McCullough,
all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Minutes are approved. So we're going to get into the resolutions now for our August 20th, 2024 legislative session. No, you're fine.
Okay.
So the first resolution is Resolution 221, supporting Northern Dutchess Paramedics application for a certificate of need to provide ambulance service to Ulster County. The sponsors of this resolution have made a number of different amendments to this resolution. I don't know if you'd like to look them over or if you've had a chance to look them over. We had some discussion on this earlier, and I am fine with the amendments. It just makes it not as specific, but it still brings light to the issue at hand. So is there any discussion or questions on this resolution?
I forget the exact language, but I'll make the motion to approve as amended.
Motion to amend the resolution as presented?
Yes, that's the motion.
Very good. A second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the amendments? All right. Motion to adopt the resolution as amended.
Aye. Oh, second. Motion.
Second?
McCullough.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carried. Resolution 418, adopting proposed local law number 8 of 2024, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster to establish the Department of Assigned Counsel.
Sure, so I can discuss this one. Currently,
both.
We have a division of assigned counsel here in the county. The assigned counsel division is housed in our finance department, which made sense that the assigned counsel was merely processing of vouchers. So over time, this program has evolved, has changed dramatically. The department, New York City Department of ILS, the Indigent Legal Services, has really been pushing counties post-hurl hearing to really look at what's happening with the assigned counsel programs. The best practice is to have a separate department for assigned counsel, and that separation of that department is contingent upon state funding. So the state has said, look, you need to move forward with this, you need to implement these plans. This is going to place statewide at this point. So this will be a department of assigned counsel. Assigned counsel is a really important program here in Ulster County and really can't be housed within our finance department any longer. It just doesn't fit with core mission and what they're supposed to do. So this local law is established, that's a department.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution?
I make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you. Resolution 454, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the counties of Orange, Rockland, and Sullivan for the purpose of education and training within the Hazmat Regional Partnership, amending the 2024 Ulster County Operating Budget, Department of Emergency Management.
So we do have a consortium between Rockland, Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster when it comes to Hazmat. Basically, we rely on each other. If there's a hazmat incident, the county can come in and assist us. We also have a contract with the City of Kingston for special operations, which includes hazmat response throughout Ulster County. So there are two different grants we get. We get the hazmat control grant, and then there's this training grant that all four counties get. The grant is managed by Orange County currently, and there's $3,000 out of it that's allocated to Ulster County. Basically, it's going to be a pass-through to the City of Kingston for reimbursement of overtime and back below salary.
And this one is for training?
Training, correct.
Training.
Both are for training.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, discussion or questions?
This one is to make the budget amendment. And then the next one is to implement it, I think, right?
The next one is equipment, correct?
The next one is a different resolution for a different year.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or discussion? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
McCullough.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So the next one is resolution number 455, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the counties of Orange, Rockland, and Sullivan for the purpose of education and training within the Hazmat Regional Partnership Department of Emergency Management.
So this is same grant, different year. Within this, there's $4,250 of our portion of the funding that will be going to the purchase of training foam. I will point out that this training foam does not have PFOAs or PFAs in it at all. This is specific training foam for a foam unit that collectively we'll be looking to purchase in the future between the four counties off of our grant.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
I'll make the motion to adopt it.
Second?
McCullough.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 456, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $29,100, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Tectonic Engineering Consultants, Geologists, and Land Surveyors, Emergency Management, Emergency Communication.
So Tectonic is doing the feasibility studies on the different locations for tower sites. So this specific amendment is for Pine Hill and New Falls. So we're adding these two locations to conduct feasibility studies.
Okay, discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution?
McCullough.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 457, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $1,195,851.12, entered into by the County, New York State Technology Enterprise Corporation, Emergency Management, Emergency Communications. Director Erickson?
So we currently have two contracts with NYSTEC, one for consulting on the Government Operations Center, the other for consulting on the radio system. This specific contract here is for the radio system, and we're consolidating the two contracts, right? So we're going to be getting rid of the GOZ contract and incorporating it into the radio system contract, which is the larger one that we have. This is amending the contract out to 2027. The contract currently expired the end of last month. So we're going to extend the contract to December 31st of 2027. And the reason why we're going to extend that out through then is because one is in 2027 is when the completion of the GOC is, but also aligns with the completion of the radio system. And currently, the OGS contract that NYSTEC is on expires the end of September. The new rates with the upcoming OGS contract will double our current rate. So we're trying to lock in and keep this at $1.2 million rather than $2.4.
Very good. Discussion or questions?
This is through Capital Project 482 as well.
Okay, motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution 458 is postponed. The executive's office asked for postponement to look into where the funds are coming from to be on a...
We're reconciling, not really the forfeiture accounts, reconciling with what's in our current financial system, so there's been a lot of work here. So we're with the sheriff's office to get that all sorted out.
And time-wise, if we wait a month, it is not a problem, so...
Yeah.
So motion to postpone the resolution.
I'll make the motion.
A second?
McCullough, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion is postponed. Resolution number 459, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $5,728.30, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county, Vertra Inc., Ulster County Sheriff's, Under Sheriff Mullen.
Good evening. So this is a yearly contract for a program that we use for reality-based training. It trains new officers and seasoned officers to encounter issues that they come on the street, and it's in a controlled setting, a training setting. We also use it for our Citizens Academy. So it's just a yearly contract.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Second?
McCullough.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 460, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in the Gun-Involved Violence Elimination Initiative, GIB, Ulster County Sheriff's.
So this program is through GCDS, and it's just an agreement that we're going to participate in the Gun-Involved Violence Program.
And this is for the amount of $40,000.
Yeah, that's what they give us a year to.
Right. And just so you realize, the next two resolutions also are the GIV grant. It used to be in one resolution. Now they divide them up among the different departments. So that's an FYI.
Can we block the three resolutions? I think they're so similar, we can block them.
I'm not sure.
I don't, if they're different departments.
Yeah.
Then,
okay.
I'm not.
So, but thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, any discussion or questions?
I'll make the motion to adopt 460.
Okay, second?
McCullough.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. 461 is authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in the Gun-Involved Violence Elimination Initiative for the District Attorney's Office.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Okay. Second?
McCullough.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. And 462, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in the Gun-Involved Violence Elimination Initiative for the Probation Department.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 463, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services for the second statewide expansion of Hurl Herring, Office of Public Defender.
So this is the second rendition, basically, of a six-year grant, originally a five-year grant, that terminated March 31st, 2024. This one begins April 1st, 2024, and runs through 3/31/2027 in the amount of approximately $9 million and provides funding to improve representation for indigent individuals in our county. Criminal defense.
Discussion or questions? Let's review it.
I read a little bit about Hurl Herring. Can you tell us in other counties if there's not too many that are required to make these improvements?
Every single county in the state. Right. It was originally a settlement among five counties down in New York City, and then the expansion, the reason this is called the expansion of Hurl Herring is because it expanded to the rest of the state.
Okay.
So every single county.
Ooh. Any other questions?
Looks like a train.
Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution.
Make the motion.
Second?
McCullough.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 464, amending the 2024 county budget to upgrade a part-time investigator position to full-time chief investigator and raise the pay rate public defender.
So our department has two part-time investigators. Currently, one of them is totally county-funded, one of them is entirely funded by the Office of Indigent People Services. One of those positions has been vacant for 8 months. We have not been able to get anybody to apply for the job. The couple people who did apply said, oh, we've come on board, if only we're full-time. As part of the new Harrell Herring, we asked for and were approved for funds to completely fund this as a full-time job. So what we're asking for is to actually just expand it to the full-time job, and the investigator who's in the current part-time position is going to go full-time. With its expansion, it is entirely funded by the state.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
I'll make the motion to adopt it.
Second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried.
Can I just ask one question regarding that position? Does that, I know at the county attorney's office, that investigator job, the state civil service came down like 2.5 years ago and said they were going to turn it into a civil service exam, open competitive. Is that going on over at your
Not
office?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
This is still a management decision.
Thank you.
Very good. So that ends our resolutions. Director Erickson, did you want to speak this evening on anything?
Yeah, you want to talk to DME?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's been a change in contacting the DME's office. They used to use a second-party agency for on-call notification. And the request would come in from law enforcement agency to us, and then we would reach out to the on-call agency, and then they would reach out to the ME. The sheriff had brought up some concerns about that. There were some meetings because follow-up for having, and the law enforcement agencies weren't involved. And, so in order to eliminate that, and actually for the safety of the ME as well, law enforcement needs an ME. They will contact our non-emergency number at the Emergency Communication Center directly. We will then contact the on-call ME, and we'll note everything in the period dispatch report. So we'll know what ME is assigned to the call, when they're en route there, when they're on scene, when they're clearing. So there's a lot of accountability there. And then the law enforcement agency is going to have all that information. So that's really my end of it. Under Sheriff, I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to add. I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Everything was resolved. Yeah.
And then we are taking in-house the potential transport. Some of the departments have noted some issues in terms of getting funeral homes to respond to the scene for transportation up to the hospital, to the morgue specifically. So we're going to be deploying a minivan vehicle that we've equipped for this purpose. We presented this today at the police chief's meeting. This will give the MEs the ability to transport, and will provide a bit more flexibility within what's happening. Specifically, the village of Ellenville cited some serious concerns. They had to wait over 5 hours for someone to come to pick up a body, and you don't want anyone to go through that. We certainly don't want law enforcement waiting those long durations. We do understand the concern from the funeral home's perspective with how the rate structures are set. This seems to be a great solution. We will monitor this as we go forward. There has been some discussion and concerns raised, like will the medical examiner investigator have to go back to Kingston to get the vehicle to come down to the scene? So we're working through some of those, but we're happy to report that the vehicle is ready. We're just putting the seals on it and be ready to go.
Thank you.
All our projects are moving forward positively right now, so it's all good. And the only last thing I have is we're going to be putting out a training in October, so you should see something come out soon for elected officials. Just kind of, you know, be able to come down to the training center, do some training on emergency management, fire services. We did this, I think, when we built the training center.
Yeah.
We had elected officials that kind of went through like a small little recruit thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we put them in the flashover container to experience fire behavior. They got to go in a ladder truck, did some auto extrication, but we're going to integrate some EMS into it. We're going to integrate some emergency management stuff into it. So we're going to be rolling that out probably in October, and with some different dates and stuff like that that people can attend.
Great, very good. Anybody, any other department heads want to add anything? And next month we will start this at the beginning of the meeting, so.
And I know the sheriff is proud of Urgent. They received an award from Homeland Security for investigation, multiple investigations that they did. And I think we're the first sheriff's office in the state to receive that award. So I know you'd be proud of that. So I just wanted to
congratulations.
Push that out
to you guys. Yeah, just a side comment. I'm surprised that it wasn't in the paper, because I think you sent it out.
I put it out on Facebook, and the paper takes what they want. So.
Okay.
Push it along. Yeah.
Before we end, since we are on the recording, we are here today at the Ulster County District Attorney's Office. This is the grand jury space for those that are watching the recording, and this is where our Ulster County grand jury convenes. They hear all the felony cases that our staff are presenting for consideration to go on to an indictment, and Chair Hansett has been very proactive in holding the law enforcement committee's meetings at the various departments, which is really wonderful for the community to actually see the inside of some of the departments that we have. So it was a pleasure to host you all. Thank you for being here, and just wanted to give that shout out.
And thank you to everyone at the District Attorney's Office for hosting us and making nice accommodations for us as well. So thank you. With that, motion
to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion, meeting adjourned. Thank you. Next month we will be back at the sixth floor, and then October we're going to take it on the road again.
Nice. Do you know where yet?
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody. I'm going to put you on. Yes.
No. Please.
No. You're staying in the library.
No.
What?
So I can behave.
Energy environment?
Yeah,
and you go down the road.
Going
to the dump. Go to the dump.
You go to the dump.
Go to
Mark
the dump.
Said you can go there.
Thanks.
Also, I would like.
What is the price?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Also, I like Megan's. Also, on my chair agenda, I would like to put rules of the meeting at the beginning, like Megan has. Megan has rules for her economic development. She starts with, like, the rules of this meeting will be, but she doesn't let the public talk. So I want to say my rules, but then I reserve the right to change them anytime throughout the meeting. Just last night I wanted to save time, so I said I'm now only letting legislators speak. I want to warn people at the beginning that I reserve the right to change the rules. But ask Jay to see Megan's rules.
Yeah, I could ask Megan.
Yeah, I'll adjust it from that.
Right.
I want to have nice rules.
You want her to send them to me or send them to you?
Thank you. Also, I have another question.
What's the other question?
You busy?
Huh?
Could you help me make a survey? I want to send out a survey to EES members about climate row. Like a Google Sheets. Not Google Sheets. You know how? We'll figure it out. Google makes it easy. There's Google Forms. Google Forms, just fill it out. I just want to lean on you.
All right.
If you can, let me know.
Okay. All right.
I want to get feedback from different department heads and people who are there. I don't know if you heard that.
Is that off?
I was just going to say that.